Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. U.S. Representative Don Young was one of 217 members of the U.S. House to vote in favor of a health care bill Thursday that Governor Bill Walker said treats Alaska the worst of any state. Young defended the passage of the American Health Care Act as better than leaving the Affordable Care Act in place, even though the GOP plan would raise rates for those on the individual marketplace by thousands to tens of thousands of dollars. The bill passed 217 to 213. Governor Bill Walker, an independent who outlined his concerns with the health care repeal in a letter to congressional leaders early in the process, released a statement shortly after Thursday's vote calling the bill a game-changer for Alaska. The governor said Alaska would be the state most negatively affected if the proposed legislation is signed into law as is. He said Alaskans already pay the highest health care premiums in the country. The bill is generally the same as the version House Republicans attempted to pass in March, which the Congressional Budget Office found would result in some 24 million people across the country losing health insurance. The House voted on the bill without receiving an updated analysis of the bill. The changes that led to Thursday's passage of the bill allow states to remove consumer protections such as cost protections for people with pre-existing conditions, which would allow insurers to charge higher rates or raise rates charged to older people. Young opposed the earlier version of the bill, saying he was concerned about its impact on Alaska. Among the most significant changes for Alaska is a change that was introduced in the March version to revise federal subsidies available to people buying health insurance through the individual marketplace, state or federally run exchanges for people not eligible for Medicaid, Medicare, or employer-backed health plans. It no longer ties subsidies to the geographic differences in health care costs. Instead, it would give flat, generally smaller subsidies to all people buying plans on the marketplace. The bill also widens the difference insurers can charge older people, raising the difference from 3 times as much to 5 times as much as what a 21-year-old person can be charged. States could also opt out of any limit on what could be charged. Golden Valley Electric Association has seen declining attendance at its annual members' meetings in Fairbanks during the last 3 years. In response, GVEA will bring the meeting to the members. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the utility will provide a live online stream of Thursday's meeting to community centers in Healy and Delta Junction.
GVEA's annual members' meeting hasn't drawn a quorum of at least 650 members for the past 3 years.
We realize that the days are gone that we're going to get a large crowd of 650 or more at our annual meetings.
Golden Valley spokeswoman Corrine Bradish says in response, the co-op last year approved a change in bylaws to reduce the quorum to 100. The year before, GVEA downsized the venue and switched from the Carlson Center to Lathrop High School's Herring Auditorium. She says that's where meetings were held until the early 1990s, when the crowds got too big.
When we reached close to 1,200 people at the Herring Auditorium in the early 90s, it was just too compact and too tight. People weren't comfortable.
Only 267 members showed up at last year's meeting, down from 329 in 2015 and 398 the year before. This year's meeting at Herring will begin at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, but Bradish says members won't have to show up there to follow the proceedings because GVEA's meeting committee came up with another way to bring the meeting to the members.
They thought, let's try streaming our annual meeting into Delta and Healy community centers this year and see if we can increase participation for those that don't want to drive all the way to Fairbanks.
Bradish says members in Delta and Healy should show up at their community center at 5 p.m. to register.
We'll have it projected up onto a large screen in each of the community centers.
Bradish says GVEA will offer the live stream over Facebook for anyone else who wants to follow along at home and who lives in an area with adequate broadband to accommodate video streaming. She says the co-op live streamed meetings earlier from 2009 to 2011, but only a few logged on back then. The agenda for Thursday's meeting is available at the co-op's website, GVEA.com. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.